Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Kevin Smith, how you doing, buddy?
Mr. Mike, how are you, sir?
I see you. I watch you on Instagram hiking up the Hollywood Hills now. Look at you. What are you clocking in at these days?
Right now I'm 198, man. So like I started right after the heart attack was 256. So that puts me at 58 down.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, you look really
58 pounds down, said the WW ambassador himself, the sash wearing WW ambassador. When I started, it was Weight Watchers, but they've since changed their name.
Oh, what are they now? Now they just what?
WW. They went like Kentucky Fried Chicken, like just KFC. They just went by their initials.
Don't fool anybody. Don't let anybody know that they're losing weight while they're doing it. Just having fun.
Lord knows that's true. I mean, I did and I couldn't help it. They have a wonderful program. But yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm sitting here in the chair getting my hair and makeup done because we start shooting the movie on Monday, but today we're doing camera tests, and you always want to try to get as much ahead as you can off the schedule, right? So we figured out a way to shoot something during the camera test, so I'm in it, so I'm getting my hair and makeup done, and then boom, we start shooting. I mean, it's technically, again, not the start of production, but
right.
it's pre-shoot day, they call it. It's a way to just kind of get a little bit ahead. But yeah, it's exciting, man. Jay and Silent Bob reboot, like, literally about to happen.
Listen, I've told you this before. I like all your movies, but Jay and Silent Bob, the Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back made me cry laughing in the theater. I love that movie; it's so funny. So, but the other thing is now, how we handling skinny Silent Bob? We addressing that?
All the fat jokes became vegan jokes instead. So he's for being a greensman all the time. But you know, I worried at one point. It's so stupid, but at one point I was like, all right, man, like, we're going back to Silent Bob country, and I just lost this weight, man. Should I, like, put it back on? My wife was like, you're an idiot. Yeah. And so I looked at the movies, and, like, I'm kind of now, I'm actually a little bit less the Silent Bob weight of Clerks, of the first thing we ever did. And this is, like, the 25th anniversary year of Clerks. So I don't know. There's something nice. I swear, Mike, I'm going to die the moment this movie's done. This is like, you know, I was laying on a table with a heart attack and I was like, oh, I wish for a little more life. Maybe sold my soul to Satan in like Robert De Niro, Angel Heart fashion. And so now I get to make this movie where we just locked our cast. It's wonderful. It's like old returning friends, new people that I've always loved and never got to work with and stuff. It's just like, it feels like a weird victory lap, although I never won anything and stuff. I guess the only thing I won was like, I was supposed to be dead and now I'm alive. So it's been a blast putting it together. And like, you know, during other productions, like earlier in my career, like I used to not like stuff, for example, the production meeting or the tech scout. Tech scout is where all the department heads gather on a big bus. And you go to every location you're going to shoot at. And, you know, they have technical discussions about how you're going to accomplish your dreams, the director or the writer standing right there. And when I was a kid, I'd be like, this is boring. Let's make the movie and stuff. So now, you know, I haven't made a movie since Yoga Hosers. And also, I like the heart attack thing, like, having almost taken me out. Now I'm in this place where everything is awesome. So, like, I loved the tech scout. Like, now I don't know, maybe I just grew up or who knows, but
you appreciate more
way into all the boring minutia of what goes into making a movie. So it's been a different experience post heart attack. I think if we had made this movie pre heart attack, like, I believe me, I'd appreciate it. I wouldn't appreciate it nearly as much. Now I'm just like, oh, every day is a miracle, you know, stuff like that.
Who is in this movie that you get to work with that you haven't before? Because, you know, in the height of the success of Clerks, and then if, you know, all your Chasing Amy, all the movies, people are now, like, clamoring to come work with you. So who do you get to work with now that you didn't before?
A bunch of cool people. We can't say, I can say this. I mean, it's, well, no, I can't. I'm not allowed to to Bond Films. They're the makers of the movie, and they said, like, do not talk about cast. And I was like, all right. But it's good. Like, we have this board in the office. Kids in the office did this great job. They put up this board with, like, you know, they put up the headshots of most of the people that are in it. But we treated ours like an advent calendar. Right. You know, there's, like, every space was filled with, like, a question mark. And then as we officially locked cast, we would throw faces up on the board. And when I stood back and looked at it, I felt, like, proud. I was like, oh, my Lord, that's, like, a lot of famous people. If I'd shown, like, the young Kevin Smith, the guy who wanted to make Clerks, you know, like,
that board
you get to work with one day,
yeah,
I'd be impressed.
You, there's no room in there for, like, a little, like, a fat neighbor or something? I mean, I'm surely I'm going to work through our...
You can get over, bro. There's a whole... no lie, man. Let me see. Week of March 18th and week of March 25th, talking like the first 2 days of each week, we're doing these sequences, which were, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but it would be incredibly easy to get you in there.
Listen to me. You're also named the week that my kids have spring break, so don't think that I won't come wherever you are. Where are you?
Done and done. When we're done. We're in New Orleans, so we're not that far, man.
Oh, like, that's not far at all.
I popped over from here to go see Mom last weekend. So, it, you know, it was like an hour and change flight or something like
that. I feel like if I show up on the set, you're going to go, Jesus Christ, he came again. He's here. Come on now.
No, not at all. Here's the thing. Let me help you make it even more worth it and stuff, because you're sitting there going, how do I make this happen and stuff? Or, oh, he's going to be mad if I show up. I would not be mad if you show up. You can make it a work thing and bring... Like, do you ever guys ever go out on the road and, like, set up a little booth?
Yeah. Yes.
You can absolutely bring that.
You know what? I have to tell you, Kevin Smith was shooting in Sarasota, and we wanted to get him in the studio, but he was busy and all that.
Kilroy.
And then he said, if you want to come out to the set, we'll do it there. Listen, I won't go to a hockey game during the week, and I love hockey because I have to get up so early. But we were out there getting dive-bombed by mosquitoes, and it was one of the best experiences ever. And you are so... welcoming to us. Like, I actually didn't feel like we're impeding on your work, and how much, I mean, you're working with mostly a college kid crew, and you're so good with them that it's hard not to be inspired by you with the way you treat the people.
Oh, it was we're doing the killer stuff was wonderful. We did it with the kids in Sarasota at Ringling College.
Yeah.
And so not only are you know, you're making art, right? Or what you hope is art. I mean, look, it's art. Even if it's crap, in somebody's opinion, it's your self-expression. So you're getting to tell your story, but you're surrounded by all these kids that are starting their journey, and they're getting to start telling their story. So they're all passion. They're all fire and whatnot. Like, you're getting incredible work from people. And what they lack in years of expertise, they more than make up for in pure passion. So, oh, that was so fun. But in terms of coming onto the set, like, I like that, especially when it's days like you came to visit. Unfortunately, it was a scene we couldn't even stick into because it was like a pretty small scene in a car. But where you'd be coming into for a Jay and Silent Bob reboot, like, not only is it so not an inconvenience, you'd probably be like helping us out with one more piece of like set deck and stuff, more bodies for the sequence I'm talking about. But I like having people around, man. It's, you know, it's when I was a kid, I hated directing in front of crowds because I always felt like, oh, this job's so weird and people must look at it like, you know, I know what the cinematographer does. He's working or she's working the camera, and I know what the hair and makeup people do, and I can see what the actors do, but like, what's that dude sitting in a chair watching TV? Like, the directing job is tougher to qualify and quantify, so I was always embarrassed about doing it publicly. Now I just turn it into like a Saturday Night Live thing where I just host everybody and get out there and explain what's going on and give it a second and stuff. So, you know, you just kind of force yourself to be a different way, and it makes it better for everybody else. So, yeah, man, like, by all means, like, come. I throw the station thing in there because then I know it makes it like a work thing. You ain't got to pay for nothing.
Oh, no, and then we say, hey, we're live in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I love that Jay and Silent Bob movie so much that when you say this, I'm actually getting butterflies. I would totally do this. Kevin Smith, it's obviously.
Good. The new one is dope, dude. The new one is so funny. Like, I've had 2 years and change, 2 years, 2 weeks since I wrote the first draft. So, you know, in that time, the heart attack happened. In that time, other things were going on. And it's been my favorite little passion project, my favorite go-to. Whenever I got free time, whenever I'm bored, if I'm ever feeling sad or anything, I would just dive back into the Jay and Silent Bob reboot script. So unlike, like, the first Jay and Silent Bob, which I absolutely adore, and I've watched a whole bunch recently, like that. That was kind of like, you know, maybe draft three, and we just jumped into the movie and stuff. Now I've had like years to kind of sharpen what I could do and learn. Like, since I'm also the editor, you know what gets cut, and I don't know, I just got better at the job. So this script is so tight, dude, and so funny. Like, Jace is the star vehicle for Muse. He gets to shine the whole step of the way, and I get to stand next to him and look thinner than I've looked in a long time.
I'm really looking forward to that. While we were on the set with you, I told you, and I literally was going to bail on this thing. We have a guy who works here at the radio station tonight, Mo. And he's older, and he's like, he's been in radio in different states and stuff. And he's also a writer and a filmmaker. And he is making his first movie, and he wanted us to be in it. And I was like, I'm not doing your horrible movie. But then I brought it up to you, and you were so positive about it. You did it. It was WDED. It's about a zombie movie about a radio station, and it sounds horrendous. But you were so positive about it. He got excited about it. I was like, all right, Kevin Smith says to do it. I'm going to do your stupid movie. And I had a ball doing it. They did it. It was really professional.
Wasn't it a blast? Like, at the end of the day, boil it down to its true essentials. Like, you know, take money out of the equation no matter what you got. If you got, like, 10 bucks or 10 million. Take all the, technical things away. Like, we got to show up at a certain time. And these cameras have to sit here. And everybody be quiet and stuff like that. It literally is just make it pretend like when you were a kid, which is like the funnest thing in the world. And then we grow up and we don't really get to do that anymore. So when you're doing like TV, movies, just throwing some things, even a play, like a theatrical kind of thing, it's just fun in the way that adults don't really have fun as adults. Like, you know, like we become adults and fun becomes like, let's get drunk or let's have sex or drugs. But like the simplicity of like, I pretend to say this and you pretend, okay, go.
Yeah,
it's so much damn fun.
I have a 12-year-old son, and I keep trying to convince him that the key is you know, I went to this college preparatory high school that wanted us all to be stockbrokers and work in Wall Street and all that. And I keep telling him, you like video games? Be the best video game player, because you can find something that you love and do it for the rest of your life. You're a perfect example of that.
We live in a world where like PewDiePie makes how much money playing games on YouTube? Like, this was something that it didn't have exist when I was a kid, when you were a kid. Like, you know, you played games and people were like, you're wasting your life. And now they're competitive sports. People actually sit there and watch people play Fortnite, like, and have a good time doing it the same way people watch people play basketball or baseball, because you're watching people do it at a level that you can't. And so it's entertainment. It's no longer somebody entertaining themselves. You're being entertaining to others. And if you can do that, people give you money for that sort of thing. It's nuts.
Yeah.
And even if you're not that person that's like playing games and people watching, if you love games, like, these things get made by human beings. They're not made on Mars by robots. Like, there's people just like us who used to sit around liking games, and then one day they were like, hey, man, how do you do that? And now they make games for a living. There's this wonderful school, the Dave School, right down there in Florida, teaches people how to do this very same thing. Like, you know, they used to tell us, me and Mike, when we were kids, like you said, he went to college prep thing. So they would say things like, you know, you go to college, you get a strong job, you know, the pension, stuff like that. Now we tell our kids, or at least I did, and it seems like most parents kind of lean in this direction. You tell your kid, like, figure out what you like to do, and then figure out how to get paid to do it, and that's the secret to life.
That's the absolute truth. You'll be happy for the rest of your life if you're able to pull that off. This is Kevin Smith. He is joining us on the pre-production set of Jay and Silent Bob's reboot. Jay and Silent Baba Ganoush is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
Which one?
It was the meme. You had it. I think you put it on your Instagram. It was
there was two old dudes who were standing in front of Jay and Silent Baba Ganoush. That's the beauty of the internet, man. Was like, at the end of the day, I never would have seen that. Like, anybody is entertaining. Anybody is talented. Everybody, you know, has something funny to say, even if it's just like a single moment in time. So, like, I love that. That's not some person who's like, I'm a professional who likes to be funny. He saw a picture, he put it up on his account, man. Made like me and a bunch of other people happy.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm glad you mentioned your mom. I know she was in the hospital. She's doing good?
She's doing much, much better now. She's still moving on a little slower side. The operation was absolutely essential and necessary, and the doctors did a great job. But they told her up front, like, the recovery on this is going to be long and it's going to be hard. And I just don't think anyone was prepared for it. Like, my mom had her shoulder redone once, and she was up and running, like, within 6 days.
Wow.
This like really took her down for the count, mobilized her. She couldn't do anything. And she, for the first time, felt like her age of 73. And so, it, you know, it's not only was it a physical toll, but it was an emotional toll, psychological toll. So when I saw her this weekend, she's in such a better place physically and emotionally and stuff. And also, like, I showed up. My brother lives there in town, so my brother's always around. But I showed up because I'm in Louisiana right now. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. I'll pop over and she'll be so happy to see me. Like, me in my life, that's like my mom's porn. Or crack. She loves, like, her youngest son. She loves all her kids, but, like, oh, my Lord, she loves that I made Clerks and I'm Kevin Smith.
I was a successful son, yeah.
Oh, my Lord, absolutely. But even, you know, she's like, oh, my kids are successful, but you!
Yeah,
you know, yeah, when I got to the house, not only was my brother there, but my sister, who lives in Austria right now, she was there as well. So mom had all three of her kids together, and that's, like, you know, you can't, if you're a parent and then you got more than one kid and they're never in the same place at the same time anymore as adults, like that's
oh,
it. That's
I can't imagine
in heaven all weekend.
I can't imagine when I'm old and my kids are in different states. Let me tell you the power move I tried to pull. We had spent some time with Kevin on the set, such a nice guy, and his mom is in the hospital. I'm going to send his mom flowers because I'm going to say, hey, I know that you're close with her, and God, I don't know what secret hospital you had your mom in, if they did it like the president, where they went in the basement and did all the operations. I couldn't find that woman anywhere in the state of Florida in a hospital, and I have good hookups here.
We did home surgery.
those guys' van.
I got the same thing from Jason and Jordan. You know, Jason and stands next to me in the movie from real life, and Jordan is what sent my mom a singing Elvis telegram. But, like, he got to the hospital, and then he had to call them back to be like, I can't find her, baby. Like, she was nowhere to be found. They disappointed Elvis. But, yeah, I don't know why. It wasn't like we were like, put her under the secret, top secret. What had happened was she jumped three hospitals, man. She started in one hospital. Then she got out, and then they took her to this other hospital. And then they helicoptered her to a third hospital. So that was, like, the first time, that she was like, you know, because my mom's been in and out of hospitals, but she'd never been on, like, the helicopter version of the trip. So, you know, it was a big deal this time.
First, I was like, hey, I want to, you know, I care about Kevin and his mom, and I'm going to send flowers. But then after a while, it was like, listen, I'm just going to find out what goddamn hospital she's in. This has become like my, I felt like Jason Bourne trying to track her down now after a while.
You got to get to the secret, to the bottom. What happened?
Who's going to be the next Batman?
I don't know. I saw a report the other day that it might be Army Hammer.
Yeah.
Army Hammer.
You like that or no?
Army, but spelled with an IE, not with a Y.
Right.
I see it on the page, and then, but yeah, Army Hammer. Lovely dude who I've interviewed a few times up at Sundance for the IMDb. I hope it's him. Man, does he look like Bruce Wayne. Boy, does he have a Bruce Wayne Batman voice. Like, never mind all this, you know, voice hiding stuff or like, like this. He's got, like, this naturally deep voice. Him, that'd be a great choice. John Hamm, I think, would be an amazing choice. Those are my top two picks.
You don't think John Hamm's too old? He's 47 years old.
Yeah, it depends which Batman you're doing, man. If you're doing Dark Knight Batman or, like, you know, the old Batman like Ben just was, then absolutely.
I loved Ben as Batman, and I didn't think I would. You said, look, Daredevil's a good movie, watch it. I was like, all right, I didn't like it. But Batman, I thought he did great.
He did, and then he just kind of walked away from it, or that was that. I just said, this week, I mean, we all seemed to know it months ago, but I guess it just got confirmed last week by Matt Reeves in an interview about, like, we're going to do the noirish Batman, and it'll be somebody different stuff. So the torch has been passed.
When you're done with this Jay and Silent Bob movie shooting, like, what are we looking at from the time that we start till finish, till it actually hits the theater? A year, a year and a half, 2 years?
Oh, less than that. I think we're out in the fall.
Oh, really?
Wow. All
right. Yeah, it's quick turnaround.
I'm going to rehearse.
It's weird. This is 25 years, well, really technically 26 years since we shot Clerks, but 25 years since the world saw Clerks. So 25 years since the debut of Clerks. When we shot that movie, we shot it in 21 days. This movie costs vastly more than that movie costs, and the schedule for this movie is 21 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's kind of nice to go full circle. But at least when we started you know, last time, those 21 days, like, that was a person who'd never made a movie in his entire life, working with people who'd never made movies in their entire lives. Now you're working with, like, Jedis. Yeah. So, you know, that 21 days is way different.
A lot of it's on automatic pilot now because you've been doing it so long. You want to talk about full circle. I say this every time I talk to you. The simple fact that you're so personable and that I scraped all the pennies I had together and went into the city to the Angelica to see Clerks. And now that we get to talk to you on the air, that's a full circle thing for me. And now the possibility that I might be, let's just say.
I'll do you one better. Never mind talking on the phone. You're going to be in one of those Kevin Smith movies.
I was going to say.
Your career, but you're going to get what you want.
Wouldn't that be? That would be unbelievable.
All right, well, look. It's easy to do, man. Like Louisiana, like what is it? Like maybe one day drive?
Oh, I'm not worried about the drive. Fly. I mean, this would totally be worth it all. I'm going to let you go so you can start your day. But I got to tell you, I love talking to you. I feel like if we did a podcast, each one would be 7 hours long because
absolutely, it would just go on and on. People would be like, "You're giving it away for free." They'd fire you from your radio job. So like, "You're just giving it away for free with the Clerks guy."
Yeah, but it's totally worth it. I'm glad we get to check in with you every once in a while, and I got to tell you, I really want to take you up on this offer. So I'll have Gio reach out.
The scene that I put you in makes absolute sense, and it's not even like, oh well, that's a radio station in Florida. It's a convention scene. So people from all over the world are there. And if you bring the booth and you guys set up, I'll put a camera right on you boys.
All right. I would love that. Kevin Smith, good luck with this movie. We're looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe. No minimum balance requirements and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.